From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. And joining me today in the brand new performance space here at JPR, out in support of a new EP called Good Luck Honey, is Million Miles. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Eric. Hi, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I'm so glad that you're here. Million Miles, the stage name of Sophie Baudry, originally from France, but now England is home for you.
It is.
How long have you been there?
A few years, about 10 years. Yeah.
Was it wanderlust that took you, or was there a specific reason to move from France to England?
Well, actually, I moved to England from the States.
No kidding.
I used to live in the States. So actually, I guess it was kind of several reasons and no reasons at the same time. Kind of, I felt like going back towards Europe, but not in a familiar place. So I went to England, to London, because I didn't know it there, and I just kind of followed my instinct and went there.
Yeah. Your trip to the States was for schooling. You went to Berkeley.
I did, yes.
What did you want to do, and are you doing what you wanted to do?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think at this stage I am. Yeah, I just went there. You know, I was just barely out of high school, and I've always been a songwriter, and I love to, you know, just write some songs and arrange them and record them. And I guess at one point I wanted to sing as well, and there was a lot of jazz going on at Berkeley, and that kind of really opened my ears to jazz. And so I think that was a massive thing for me, because I started to sing really there at Berkeley, and so that was a change for me.
But so you didn't do much singing at home, even though your dad is a musician.
Yeah, it's true. I was doing mostly piano and writing songs. I mean, I guess when you're a teenager and you love music, you kind of emulate the singers like that you're listening to as a teenager.
Now, were you a teenager who thought your parents' music was cool, or were you the typical
totally
teenager?
Totally uncool.
Yeah, right.
And of course, now it's gone the opposite, right? So I listened to all the things that my parents were listening to. So children are sponges, so was I. And so I guess I took in all these influences without, you know, not intentionally. So there was a few things that they listened that I loved, like Stevie Wonder was always a thing, and Ray Charles and some things like that. So I guess they had really good taste. So I couldn't completely think it was uncool. It was kind of impossible to think Stevie was uncool. I mean, you know, it's just for a couple of years there, everything coming from the parents was uncool.
Well, you've mentioned Stevie Wonder, and there is a musical sweet spot that Stevie Wonder falls into in terms of the sound and the vibe that you have not only absorbed, but you have mastered. It's definitely on the new EP called Good Luck Honey. Million Miles is my guest live today in the studio. MillionMilesMusic.com, the place to go to find out more. What do you want to play for us?
So I'm going to sing Honey.
Fantastic.
Why you got cold feet when the water's blue and so deep? Don't you wanna take a dip? Don't you wanna dive in, dive in? I've been waiting, oh, I've been anticipating. Losing my patience. Don't want you wanna taste this. My love is sweet like honey. You could spend it just like money. You could have me from Monday to Sunday. Oh, I'm telling you, I'll wake you up like coffee. One sip and then you're addicted. One touch and then you're what you waiting for, 'cause I'm already yours. Whoa. Gonna hit you like a shotgun, babe. Come on, baby, it's okay. Oh, love's supposed to do this. You just have to give in.
sweet like honey. You could spend it just like money. You could have me from Monday to Sunday. Oh, I'm telling you, I'll wake you up like coffee. One sip and you're addicted. One touch and you'll be lifted. So what you waiting for? 'Cause I'm already yours. I'm already yours. Oh. From the honeycomb, baby boy, I want you alone. My love is sweet like honey. You could spend it just like money. You could have me from Monday to Sunday. Oh, I'm telling you, I'll wake you up like coffee. One sip and you're addicted. One touch and you'll be lifted. I'm telling you, I'll wake you up like coffee. One sip and you're addicted. One touch and you'll be lifted. So what you waiting for? 'Cause I'm already yours. Na 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 na.
So cool. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
That's Honey. It's Million Miles playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new EP is called Good Luck Honey, and you can get information at millionmilesmusic.com. This is now your second EP. First one came out year and a half ago, something like that, called Berry Hill. I was reading online, you talked about the studio process for this EP and having recorded 20-ish songs.
I did record a few songs, indeed.
So when you're cutting them down, you didn't cut them down to an album. You cut them all the way down to an EP.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Why do an EP?
Well,
are you saving stuff?
Actually, not really. No, I think it's good to do it just to make sure you pick only the best. For one, you know, not every song that you're going to write is amazing. Also, I think it needs to come out at the right time. So for me, yeah, it was just about recording all the material, because when I write, I just put a little demo down, a little work tape, either guitar vocals and piano vocals. So you kind of have to record it to see, you know, and to hear what it's going to be like. So, you know, after a while, you record all these songs and different things come out. Even if I recorded all these songs mostly with the same musicians in one go, you'd be surprised, like some songs just stand out and sound different from others, even though it's the same people recording. So for me, it was just about getting a mood, and I felt it's nice to have EPs at this stage because I'm kind of just starting out, put out this music. So yeah, just little by little, you know.
Yeah, you're starting to kind of do your first real significant outreach in the States, playing dates, doing promotion, obviously.
Yes.
Tell me about the reaction that you have found here and at home to your music. And well, is it different or similar?
I think it's a little bit different in the way it touches people. I think, you know, there's a big history of like soul music and blues in the States. It's completely part of the culture here. So for me, I think it touches people really deeply, and so that reaction is something that's kind of very familiar for people here. Maybe in Europe it's a little different, but there is a sensitivity in Europe for this. It's just a different angle for people there. It doesn't reach as people as deep, I would say.
Yeah.
But I still get a great response in Europe, actually. So it's been great so far. I'm really happy.
Well, there's something that's so warm and inviting about the sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the general vibe that's on the stuff that you have put out. I'm probably in the camp with a lot of folks that are thinking, well, if only the amazing songs made the EP, I think we're interested in the ones that were close to amazing as well. Maybe we'll hear some of those someday.
Maybe.
Million Miles is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new EP is called Good Luck Honey, and the information can be found at millionmilesmusic.com. Sophie Baudry is in our studio today, and what do you have prepared next?
So the next song is Ice Cream and Cigarettes.
This goes back to the previous EP, right?
Yes.
After you're gone, it won't be long. It's just a matter of time, a little too much wine before it all goes wrong. After you're gone, baby, by and by, the night will fall and the tears will run, but I'll make it right. 'Cause I don't need no perfume or pretty dress. Give me ice cream and cigarettes. Play it loud, dance around the room. It's getting good, getting over you. I still mean it all, even after you're gone. I ain't your rag doll, just a girl you call when you need some love. 'Cause I don't need no perfume or a pretty dress. Give me ice cream. Getting good, getting over you. Whoa, getting over you. Whoa, na 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 na.
That is Ice Cream and Cigarettes, and that bass line that is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Million Miles is my guest playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new EP is called Good Luck, Honey. MillionMilesMusic.com, the place to go online. Let's talk about this instrument that pops up all over the EP, this vintage keyboard sound. It's a little tricky to find these things.
Yes.
Right? Vintage instruments, not only for recording, a lot of studios have them, but when you're touring and playing dates all over the place, it can be a challenge to continually turn these things up.
Yes, because I don't travel, like I don't take the plane with it.
Right.
So, you know, it can get tricky to find one everywhere you're going. But, you know, I'm very attached to that sound. So I always do my best if I can. You know, maybe one day I'll do a tour in the van and I can stick with it for the whole tour. And that'd be amazing. So, yeah, it has been a challenge. But somehow we always find a way.
And you said you own one, right? An actual
vintage.
I do
have one at home, yes.
That makes it a lot easier
yes,
to write.
For sure.
Well, you have referenced maybe working on a full-length record.
Yes.
Sometime in the future. Is there a timeline for that?
Well, actually, I think I'm working on it right now. I'm writing more songs, and I'm going to be back in Nashville next year to do some recording. So maybe next year.
And you've mentioned Nashville in a number of interviews. You like it there.
I did all my recordings there.
Could
so
we see you moving across the pond?
Oh, you could.
Yeah?
I don't know. It would be lovely because the thing with Nashville, there are so many talented musicians and writers. And so there's always a song to be written, whoever you're going to meet up with. And I find it very inspiring to be around creative people all the time. So, and I love the city. I think it's really beautiful as well. So, Yeah, who knows? But yeah, I have spent a lot of time there, and I love the recordings I've been making. So, you know, I'll probably do some more.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's an awful lot of retro sound working its way back into contemporary music these days, but I do not hear people doing it quite the way you do.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a fantastic EP.
Thank you.
I'm so thrilled you're here.
Thank you.
Million Miles is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That EP is called Good Luck Honey. You can find the songs not only from it, but from the previous EP, Barry Hill, on Spotify as well, if you want to hear some additional stuff. Sophie Baudry is in our studio, and you've got one more tune.
I do. It's called Something Good, and it's also from the latest EP.
Morning fading in. It's cold outside. Snowflakes falling down. No one can hear this peaceful sound. I know. Here in silence, oh, in this grace, I'm making space for something good, something special. Let it be, oh, let it come to you, someone good, someone special. Let them be, oh, let them find you. The world can wait, we're onto something good. Someone calling my name from a faraway land, yeah. So fire closer
is Million Miles, live right here on Jefferson Public Radio. Her newest EP is called Good Luck Honey. Information can be found online, millionmilesmusic.com. It's Sophie Baudry joining us today. Sophie, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.